15%.
Am I wrong?
Very complimentary. To 7 after the hour.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, whose birthday? It must be somebody's birthday today.
It's going to be Rich's soon.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's true. Yeah, it's, well, Bob's was yesterday, so
that's right.
Cool thing. Everybody has a birthday, and it's the most important. We have to find out from Montel Williams when his birthday is.
You know what's weird?
Shy about.
I think he's an Aquarius like me for some reason.
Yeah. Montel, are you an Aquarian?
Oh, I stink.
Really?
I'm a Cancer. July 3rd. You know, it was really kind of crazy about the birthday thing.
July 3rd.
Yeah, my parents used to tell me, oh, you know what, those fireworks tomorrow, all for you.
Well, that's good. That gave you a good sense of self then under the circumstances.
Not only that, but it also, you know, it also got me to behave myself, you know, because I wouldn't get the fireworks. You know, it's very easy to not take you to them, so you didn't think they happened.
Right, exactly. You wouldn't have known one way or the other. Montel Williams is here on Good Day with Jennifer, Roberta, Richie Clay, and me with a nice visit. Some of the things that people are asking about you, and you've sort of reinvented yourself. We were talking, I think, the first time we had a chat on the air, we were talking about how the various things in your life have fit together from when you were in uniform to how you went on to the television world and then the radio world.
Story.
And it is a fascinating story. And so you've now come around the living well focus because of your MS and what that sort of brought you into a new business world. The business world is part of it. We all have to eat. We need to, there are a lot of people who say, why do you run so many commercials? Because there are a number of mouths that have to be fed here. And so I was thinking about this Montel Money Mutual thing.
Sure.
And what we tell people. I started last week yakking about it a little bit on my own because people were shopping on Friday. And you heard probably, Montel, that a lot of people were using cash and they were using debit cards, not credit cards. And they weren't, you know, trying to put it off. They want to pay for it now. And so after Friday, a lot of people were tight for cash, and I thought that you know, from what I know of, the Montel Money Mutual was a perfect opportunity for people to be able to use that service, and I thought I'd have you explain kind of the whys and the wherefores of it.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you something. I think these kind of services have been around for a while, and fortunately I've been able to hook up with a company which is called SolidSource that is really kind of taking the predatory out of those kinds of loans. And these guys have been really helping people who are, you know, just strapped for cash. They don't have, you know, exorbitant rates, but they have rates that are you know, commensurate with the marketplace. And, you know, as long as you are, you know, responsible when you take one of these loans and understand that it has to be paid back at the time and the limits that are put on it, you know, it's an easy way to cover a bill now and then get yourself out of that emergency, plan for the payback, and then, you know, you can move forward. So I've been really, really, really happy with it. It's been a huge response. As a matter of fact, the response has been so great that we're getting ready to start running one of these for the first time in the UK and
really?
The EU. Yeah, absolutely. So it's really, I've been very happy with it. But not only, like, you know, I've shifted into that mode. I know a lot of people have been coming up to me and they say, you know, I thought I saw you on a television show the other day. It was like an hour long and you were talking about your blender. And I said, oh, you know what? That's really an infomercial, but it's something new that we started that's called Talkmercials. I have a couple of products in the marketplace that are all related to living well with Montel. Like, you know, I think that, as I told you, you know, because of my MS, I went on a journey, man. I've traveled this world. I see my lead doctor for MS used to be a doctor by the name of Thomas Olsen, who is the head of the neuro department at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, which is the Nobel Institute. I've seen doctors at the Nobel Institute, at Harvard, at Johns Hopkins, at UC San Francisco, at USC. And I travel this world looking for things to help make my life a little bit better to handle some of the negative effects of my illness. And that's the reason why I wrote the book Living Well with Montel, because when I started to learn things that can actually have impact, I needed to share it. And, you know, so that's where I came up with, You know, the whole idea of the emulsifier that you see me on television with is a product that I have used now for almost 9 years. Now, I started off using a different brand that was extremely expensive, and I wrote about that brand in my book, Living Well at Montel. And David, I got so many calls and emails from people across the country saying, Montel, we love you, dude, but we can't afford nobody's $500 blender.
Right.
So I went out and sought out the Living Well Health Master emulsifier. I found it from a company called TriStar. We partnered up, and now we have it in the marketplace. Now, why is that so important? I consume 60% of my diet every day, 60 to 70% is all fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. I liquefy about 70 ounces of fruits and vegetables every day, and that's about 14 pieces of fruit, about 10 pieces of fruit, a whole bag of baby spinach, and a head of radicchio lettuce. Now, why am I doing that? If you listen to everybody from the National Institute of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, name them all. Right now, part of the reason why America is the leading nation in type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, heart disease, forms of cancer is because of our diet. We don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. Your grandmama said it. Your mama said it.
Right.
Eat your fruits and vegetables.
Eat your fruits and vegetables.
Do it.
Yeah, we don't. We're ridiculous.
And, you know,
and it's about – there's a certain amount of choice. I'm a big – because I'm a – family farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a big supporter of the locavore movement, which has brought around people's sensitivity to using the local guy that grows the lettuce and the carrots and the produce. And guys like me that have dairy farms, you can go see the cows being milked. You know where the milk's coming from. You go to the farmer's market, all of these things, which unfortunately were put in danger by the Senate's bill that was passed yesterday, Senate 510, which gives the FDA more power to be authoritarian over the big companies, which is fine because they're usually the problem. But the small farmers are not the problem. They still it's not clear what came out of the bill. But the reason I tell you the story is because we are all about choice. I think that people ought to be able to – the locavore movement is something that gives people a chance at choice. If you choose to do what you do and eat intelligently – and think about your body, that's fine. But if you choose not to, that's an American right. It isn't smart, but who said all of us have to be smart?
Correct. Well, but, you know, and what I'm trying to do is just help guide those who attempt to be smart. Now, why am I beating up people and screaming about fruits and vegetables? Nature provided those to us as our natural anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
My biggest nemesis with MS is inflammation. So anything I can do without taking pharmaceuticals to lessen my inflammation in my body,
yep,
the less strain I should have on my illness. Now, I've been buying this and believing this, and let me just tell you something. When I was diagnosed 10 years ago, I had a doctor look me in the face and say that I was going to be in a wheelchair in less than 4 years because of the load of the MS that I have in my brain. I have scars throughout my brain and my spinal cord. There's no question. Had I not been paying attention to my exercise, paying attention to taking my medication on time every day, and let me tell you, this one is weird. I have to inject myself every day. And because I do so, you know, one of the things about this particular medication, compliance is key. I've talked to the people who manufacture it, talked to other doctors who have distributed it, and I think I'm probably one of the only people in this country who has been as compliant. I have only missed one shot in 10 years, and I've only missed about 6 shots for about the exact same time, and that's because I've traveled around the country. I take my shot every day at about 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8 p.m. in the evening. If I'm in Europe, I will shift that and take it at 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, if I go to California, I'll shift it again. I make sure that I take that thing on time. Now, what's that doing? Well, you know, truthfully, this is not to disparage those who don't pay attention, but I've been paying attention to this illness, and I think that's part of the reason why I'm doing as well as I am doing.
You know, it's
if I weren't, I wouldn't be.
It's so silly, and this is something – without me beating my chest, a fellow who worked for me on the farm for a number of years, my age, who was sitting, actually lying in a hospital bed at this moment, having had a quadruple bypass on Monday. I went in to see him on Monday night. He looked like he was dead, but he was breathing. You know, they open you up like a chicken, and they flush out cut out all of the stuff, told him he was in danger. He had so much stuff in his arteries, piece of it could flip off and go and give him a stroke. The guy's been smoking since he was 14. I've been after him. I told him he couldn't smoke while he was in the barn or on the farm. but he had three young kids. Anyway, the point is that he made a choice, and now he looks at me and said, I wish I'd have listened to you 10 years ago, and I want to take a fork and stick it you know where with the guy.
Yeah, but that's the reason why, Doug, I wrote the books. I wrote Living Well with Montel, and I laid out a plan in there, which is an eating regimen that's backed by about 12 different top doctors in the world. Mm-hmm. Wrote out an exercise plan and a plan to help you deal a little bit more emotionally. And then I came back and gave you Living Well and Emotionally because, you know, one of the things that's going on, you take a look right now at the national depression that we are under, and wonder why we are performing as poorly as we are as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a lot of issues. We do.
We sure do.
We have an incredible number.
We sure do. You and I could spend all day talking about this stuff because I'm sure we'd agree, and most people listening who are thoughtful about this agree as well. That's one of the reasons that I like probing into your experience and your mind. Montel Williams is here. Sponsored by the folks at Money Mutual, Montel Money Mutual. Short-term cash when you need it fast. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 800-532-CASH.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
It's 19 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Montel Williams visiting with us, talking about the things that keeps him relevant to what you're doing. A lot of things that go on in his life. You know, people think that celebrities have a different kind of a life. I think about Michael J. Fox often with you, Montel, how he's learning to live with and make an example of his problem and give people an extraordinarily strong sense of self. If you have a problem, you live with it.
You know, he and I have reached back to each other multiple times over the course of the last couple of years. Just, you know, every time I see him on television or he does something really profound, I shoot him a note to say thanks.
Yeah, but that's the way people are helped by his example. You live by talking. What's the old expression? Do as I do and not as I say, or do as I say and not as I do, but you do as people do, and then it means something. If it's just a bunch of words, it doesn't mean a damn thing. It's about...
Yeah, you know, I'll give you something. I know you got to take a little quick break, but, you know, I got a book out right now. It's called Living Well Emotionally, and I want to give people that are listening a thought that they can ponder during your break. And this is one that will help to change the way they feel today. And I'm going to say something that's going to be really, really a little strange, but you know what? This is something, if they just put it away and just plug this, you alone own the definition of who you are. And I'll explain what that means when we come back, but you alone own the definition of who you are, how happy you are or how sad you are, and I'll explain what that means when we come back.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Come.
Are you feeling today? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Montel Williams is here for his weekly visit. This is like a health checkup. This is his weekly checkup with us, and we're checking in with him. He's got a book called Living Well Emotionally. And you hit, if you were to listen, you and I don't have time to listen a lot to other things that are on the radio or watch a lot of television because of what we're doing. I know that if you and I were to do a program together, we'd be hitting a lot of the same notes. This has been my mantra for years and years. The people who have been on with me, Roberta Fasanelli has been with me for like 17, 18 years. I don't know if you knew this, Montel, but there are only two people who have been doing the syndicated talk longer than me, Limbaugh and Dr. Dean Adele. I'm number three on the seniority list. And I've had a lot of good people around me over the years, and we've grown into this understanding of using your head and your heart and how you need to really understand who you are. Not that it always, not that it's going to get through to everybody, but at least if you're consistent with a message, as you have been. So maybe you'll give us a couple of bits and pieces out of this book, Living Well Emotionally, that people can carry with them today.
Here's one piece right off the top is look, because of my MS, because of the medication that I take, and I was diagnosed for having clinical depression. Now, there is depression associated with MS. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But what I didn't realize until I participated in the study that I'm going through right now at the University of Wisconsin, I'm going to tell you about next week, I didn't realize that I suffer from something that's called emotional lullaby. Because of the brain damage from my MS, the scars in the pons area of my brain stem, it's affecting my ability to process emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, that may sound like some excuse, but it's not. It's true. Now, because of that, I was having extreme mood swings. You know what I mean? Like, I could be sitting here and you and I talking, and you could say boo, and I might start crying and couldn't figure out why. Now, after doing some research and thinking about it and looking at it, one of the things that I had to understand is that there's a new formula out here right now that has now been spread across every single area of the psychology and sociology departments. And there, it's called, it's by a doctor by the name of Dr. Lou Mirsky, who came up with something called the new happiness formula. And this happiness formula, they've proven now, and I think this is something that if people think about it, they'll understand that it's true and it'll work for them. Look, 50% of how happy you are every single day is genetically hardwired. You can't change some of that. And that, what I mean by that is that it's like the people that come to work every day, they just got a car accident, and they come in the door and say, somebody just hit me. I'm going to take care of it. They're happy no matter what. That's something that you can't change. It's 50% of your happiness is hardwired. 10% of your happiness and how you feel at any given moment is controlled by your circumstances. The other 40%, the whopping 40%, you have control over yourself. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. It's like, you know, if you stop, everybody who's listening right now, if they stop for 1 second and you think about one of the things that made you the happiest in your life. I'm thinking right now about when my children were born. I'm thinking right now about when I threw my hat in the air, when I graduated from the Naval Academy. Think about that for about 20 to 30 seconds. Clear your mind of anything else and just think about that beautiful thought. If you do that for 20 seconds and open your eyes, for the next minute and a half, you'll feel better. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Then you'll go back to your other thought process. Well, that means that you took the time to consciously change your mood. If you can do it for a minute, you can do it for an hour. Because that means every time that you start to slip into that abyss, start thinking about those other positive things. Now, there's a lot of hard work that can go into this, and it's like an exercise. But once you start doing that and start considering the fact that you have the ability to change, you'll be fine.
Yeah, and I think that's
one of the keys to having a book.
Yep. All right. The book's called Living Well Emotionally. Montel Williams will talk about, as you suggested, the University of Wisconsin study. There are always things that you can do to control. You just have to make up your mind. I think I told you about my friend Uri Geller and how we often use the mind, is because that's what it's about, using the mind to move yourself, the motivation that's in your mind. It is all set by, at least much of it, as you're suggesting, set by you. So we'll look forward to our next visit next week. Montel, be well this week. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. While I'm a big fan of train travel, the fact is our train system is something of an embarrassment. Let me change that. It is an embarrassment. But guess what? The bus industry has actually gotten its act together. Most people are familiar with Greyhound, which serves more than 1,700 destinations in the U.S. It's most popular along the busy East Coast corridor. But there are also competing services such as Megabus, Bolt Bus, and Limo Liner. And these bus lines are ramping up the amenities to compete with airlines and trains, offering Wi-Fi and roomier leather seating. In other parts of the country, there are regional lines that aren't very well advertised. Between Southern California and Las Vegas, you can skip the car and take Orange Belt stages. In the Pacific Northwest, a service called Northwest Trailways provides intercity service in Washington and Idaho. And if you're not sure which bus is the best option for you, then check out a website called busjunction.com. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit avis.com to create your profile or update your preferences. Avis, we try harder.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Use as directed.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be
has been a good day, continues to be a good day. That's why we call it the Good Day Program. Not everything that we discuss is good. Hopefully, it is, however, beneficial for you to learn about some of the things that are commonly lost, if you will, because we tend to sometimes be unicular in our focus. That's a new word. You know how I was so focused on Senate Bill 510 for as long as I was? I had a unicular focus. So there was univision, all tunnel vision into, wasn't the only thing I talked about, but it certainly motivated me a lot to do and get involved as an activist. And so these things sometimes help us, sometimes they don't, but we put aside some of the secondary things that are going on, and I do that on this radio program. You have to make a decision about what it is that's most important today to the most people who are listening. And I suggest to you that this story, even though not affecting a lot of people's lives, people like Roberta, folks who are used to the big city, life in the big city, are not surprised at a story from the New York City police. Apparently, thieves held up the owners of a pizzeria and then fled with a bag of dough. Get it?
Bag of dough.
Right. There. Salvatore La Rosa, charged with robbery after surrendering to police, according to the court documents. Senor La Rosa and his accomplice followed the owners of Brothers Pizza on Staten Island. They put masks on. They pointed guns and demanded the men turn over their money. Well, what they thought was money, and it wasn't. It was dough, pizza dough.
That's kind of funny, though.
Hey, give me the dough. Okay.
Here you go.
No problem. You want some sauce to go with that?
Da 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 da. Speaking of sauce, Clay Cohut is saucy. Would you think? He's
definitely saucy.
Young and saucy.
Yeah.
Oh, if I have a nickel for every time someone's called me saucy.
He has a pretty good sense of humor. Once he wakes up, first couple hours are pretty much a loss.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, after a while, yeah. When we're working over what to do for a poll, it's, huh?
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning, Clay's pretty much just a rock.
Gonzo.
Well, that's one of the things I really respect about you guys, and I was telling Doug earlier, is I think the hardest part about being a radio host is not sounding tired when you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Or
what are you talking about?
The hardest part, but a hard part.
What, Clay?
You're not tired, you're stoned, Jim.
Let's see. But the first thing we have here today is the president's idea to freeze federal workers' pay, and that is the question we have on the poll today. Is it a good idea? Options are as follows. A, yes, they are paid far too much for far too little work. B, no way, government workers are serving the society, deserve to be treated well by our society. C, I don't think government employees ought to be paid at all. It's a little bit of a stretch. Or D, I would support pay raises if my taxes were not raised as well. I think I'm on to A with that. That may be a little too crass for some. Richie, where are you on the poll question?
I'm probably right around there.
Yeah. How about you, Roberta?
I think so.
Enthusiasm abounds here on the Good Day program.
I'm Roberta, an A, Doug.
You're an A. Good for you.
Give me
an A.
Well, I'm actually a D, but I pick A.
I'm a C.
Clay is A.
Do you think government employees should be paid?
You don't think they should be paid?
No, why not? It's service.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean? How does this live?
This should get in here.
I don't think they ought to be paid.
There you go. Yesterday's poll, are you worried about illegal immigrants coming in from Canada? You may or may not have gotten a hold of this. This was a really one of those things that is important, but yet you don't get it. They're starting to get any traction because the news media is like lemmings. There's one person that picks up a story and then everybody runs with it. In this case, not many people followed the story of train. This is a daily train from Chicago to New York, and it travels along the Canadian border. And apparently for a while now, TSA agents and I don't know who else gets on the train to inspect the people's bona fides, said the TSA. They have,
it's not the TSA, it's the Border Patrol.
Border Patrol, right. Okay. So anyway, we asked, after telling the story of some people being taken off the train because they didn't have the proper papers, if you were worried about illegals coming in from Canada. 44% of you said, yes, of course I'm worried. Terrorists regularly enter our homeland through Canada. I don't know that we can prove that, but certainly notable circumstances. When we go back to September 11th, know that all of the people that came into this country came in from Canada, and they went through the checkpoint at Bangor, Maine. 34% of you said, you know what's scary about that? I'm just going to go back in my mind. How many of you can remember, visualize this if you can? Pick in your mind out that video that was taken from airport surveillance in Bangor with the guys that were coming through. They'd gotten off of a plane. They came down, and it was an early morning. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. So there wasn't that much time involved. They got through the airport a little after 6 in Bangor. They flew down to Boston, which from Bangor is about a 30-minute flight. And they went through the process, and they were on the plane. Both those planes took off at 8 o'clock. The American flight, I believe, the L.A. American Flight 11 was 7:50 or something, and the United flight to L.A. was 5 minutes after that. So in just the course of a couple hours, they came into the country, went through the process, got on a plane, got to Boston, got off that plane onto another plane, and did their dirty work all in the course of like 3 hours. And when you think about that, you think about how quickly some of these things can take place. Anyway, 34% of you said when asked, are you worried about illegals coming in from Canada? Yes, I don't care where they come from as long as I didn't really understand that. I should have asked about that, Clay. I don't understand where illegal immigrants come from. I'm only concerned that they're illegal. I suppose. That
yeah, I don't. You're saying you don't care whether they come from Mexico or
illegal
Canada
is illegal.
Or Chile.
Yeah.
As long as they're coming in illegally.
11% said I'm actually considering illegally immigrating to Canada, and 10% said no. Canadians are our friends. They are our friends. Canadians are probably among all of the English, the former British Isle colonies are all our best friends, aren't they? When you get right down to it, Australia, maybe South Africa is not the best example of that, but most of the British, those are the conquests
of the French Canadians.
British Empire. French Canadians,
not so much.
I find annoying. Frankly,
oh, really?
As a group.
My favorite hockey player is French Canadian.
Yeah, they're very annoying. And so is hockey. Okay. Clay's social media headline from today. Clay, what is the big story that's being followed? That Netflix thing, right?
Yeah, apparently Comcast will block Netflix unless a new fee is paid to Comcast by Netflix. And so Netflix, in response to this, has raised their prices, not by much, just by like a dollar so far. But and their price is going to go up and stay up, and if people are going to use Comcast's video service.
Really?
So this is this is coming out.
Then the whole Comcast buying NBC is coming under a lot of scrutiny. A lot of the competitors don't like it at all. Must be a lot of money concentrated there. I'm guessing that's why they don't like it. And they think they figure that Comcast will be more focused, make it more difficult to carry CBS and ABC and the competitors. Do you think that's true? Is that the reason for the worry?
I think it's just that they're going to be so big, too. I mean, it's going to be a huge conglomerate.
Yeah,
Comcast is the largest cable system in the country, and then you couple that with NBC Universal, and that's huge.
Yeah. And having the content provider and the distributor being so big.
Yeah. Always been a problem.
And
always
having
been a problem.
An ISP block a website like that is the first of what's not a very good trend.
Well, isn't that what happened with WikiLeaks? Didn't the same thing, somehow somebody in the government figured out all of a sudden this guy is the focus of almost everything you can imagine, including rape charges. Nobody can figure out where it came from. It just materialized out of thin air, just another way to, sort of slow the guy down.
Yeah, but it came from Sweden. It's not like Sweden is.
Right. Yeah. A lot of that going on. So anyway, what about the usage of blocking mechanisms to keep the things from the WikiLeaks page or home page or home site or whatever it is from being spread around? Is that something that can be done, or is it impossible?
I think keeping the WikiLeaks leaks off the Internet is pretty much impossible because they're using a distributed means of getting the information out there. So even if the WikiLeaks site was taken down, there's a whole community of people sharing the files that they have through a means called BitTorrent, which is basically everybody has a piece of the file, and then you download it from a bunch of people individually.
Clay Cohart, our director of social media here on Good Day. A couple of things in the video of the day file at gooddayshow.com. Earlier today, we played the TSA protest song by Jonathan Mann. You can download that if you'd like. Watch it at gooddayshow.com. There's also, regarding the TSA, a skit that was on SNL last week, and this is actually quite amusing. You may want to take a listen to the enhanced screening pat-down procedures according to SNL. It's probably Richie's going to play at any time.
The following is a paid advertisement.
Feeling lonely this holiday season? Looking for a little human interaction? Do you want to feel contact in certain special places?
Then why not go through security at an airport?
TSA agents are ready and standing by to give you a little something extra to feel thankful about this holiday season.
TSA.
What are you waiting for? I want to check under your testicles.
Spending time with a TSA agent couldn't be easier. Simply book a flight departing from any American airport. When selected for a full body scanner, say no. You'll be pulled aside by a TSA agent, and that's when the fun begins. And you never know who your agent will be.
It could be me. Or me. Or even me.
But it's probably gonna be us.
The TSA. It's our business to touch yours.
It's funny.
That is funny. Now, the following is not funny. There's a movie being released in the next month called Farmageddon. This is about a month later than it was going to be. This would have helped with all of the passionate discussion of Senate Bill 510 and the protecting local farmers and what the government is doing to farmers. Richie, I don't know what we get out of the of listening to the audio from the trailer. You're welcome to try a little of it. But really, the more important thing is to watch it.
They're actually going onto the farm and telling farmers how to grow things. I've been through 4 pregnancies. I could smoke through all of them. And yet I can't go to a farmer near me and purchase this amazing, healthful, nutrient-dense fresh milk.
Raw milk from South Carolina, USDA grade licensed dairy. Imminent health hazard according to the state of Georgia.
They even took the sheep that I had brought over from New Zealand, and they took them out to Iowa and they killed them for a disease that doesn't exist to this day.
What I saw from at the top of the stairs was a man right here around the corner with his arm like this and a gun pointing up at me.
These are the stories of a number of farmers who have been accosted by federal agents and shut down for no reason. A lot of noise happens when these people get shut down. If they make enough noise or hire a lawyer, they get to reopen because the feds have nothing on them. But they have been sequentially around the country threatening and scaring and then going in. This woman who has a little dairy store, two children, the agents entered her home with their guns drawn and arrested her because she had milk allegedly that had come from across state lines, which in fact proved not to be true, but that's always forgotten. It's only the event that happens like this, and there are so many of them, dozens and dozens, to the point of hundreds, actually, and they are profiled in this commercially produced film that will be released in the next few weeks called Farmageddon. So we have the trailer for it for you to check out, and we'll leave it there for you to check out in our Video of the Day box at gooddayshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, speaking about the important health news of the day in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe it.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
800-510-8255. Always is the connection line. You can send email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or when it comes to your health, you can send an email to Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com for us to discuss here. Alzheimer's and walking, Ken. I knew there was a study that had worked over this information, but I don't know the nuance of the study.
Yes, this is out of the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America this week, Doug, that walking 6 miles a week may protect against Alzheimer's dementia among the people who already have had this mild cognitive impairment. You know, you start wondering where your keys are, you forget names. Walking a similar amount may slow the brain degeneration and memory loss associated with this condition also.
Yeah. What do you make of the... the passing yesterday of Senate Bill 510 and the various things that are part of our health that nobody seems to know what really was passed.
Well, where has the government saved us from ourselves? What is more important than our health and the quality of our food? And I'm looking around at all the other government programs. Are they working?
Yeah, right. There's the question. How are you going to be affected? This is one of those questions without an answer, but it's always a good rhetorical question. How are you going to be affected by the new health care legislation? Something we continue to grapple with. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Today, the wind beneath my wings.
This is the song you wrote for me, right?
From the film Beaches with Bette Midler and Barbara Hershey. It's one of the great chick flicks, I think.
Tearjerkers.
No, that's right. The version you wrote was I Am Rich, You Are the Hot Air Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, right. Or Beneath Something Else.
Yeah.
I remember that. It's 54 past the hour now. We're proud to have Chuck Curry, who's the author of the blog and website, Entertainment Today and Beyond. I'm proud to have you associated with this program, Chucker. Proud to have you here as the wind beneath my whatever.
He sounds more shocked than I am.
All right, so we're going to...
Every time I saw these celebrities' birthdays, they get older. It depresses me.
It is very depressing. Yeah. Right, exactly.
I was just watching a commercial with Alan Thicke. And I haven't seen him in about 10 years. He still looks good, but, you know, nobody gets younger.
I'm getting younger,
Chucker. He's gotten paid for that hair, Chucker.
Yeah. All right, so we move to our trivia, the movie moments, movie questions. This movie stars 1, 2, 3 of our very good actors, 2 especially well-known. Well, they're all really good at their craft. And the film that we're going to listen to top the box office during this week in 1989. See if you can figure out from listening to the 3 clues, starting with this one, what it is.
But Colonel, nasty little cuss, you really think you can keep 700 Union soldiers without proper shoes because you think it's funny?
Got it.
Now, where would that power come from?
All right, calm down. Look, have a drink.
Have a drink, Richie.
Yep.
Got it?
I have it.
Got
pretty
it.
Easy. 800-510-8255. You know the answer, never won before in movie moments. Now's your op to get it. Here's another clue.
If tomorrow we have to meet the judgment day, Heavenly Father, we want you to let our folks know that we died facing the enemy. We want them to know that we went down standing up amongst those that are fighting against our pressure.
All right, you know that voice, right?
Sure.
You got voice. This, Chugger?
Yep.
I do, yep.
All right, so here's the last time for you to figure it out.
I ain't fighting this war for you, sir.
I see.
I mean, what's the point? Ain't nobody gonna win. It's just gonna go on and on.
Can't go on forever.
Yeah, but ain't nobody gonna win, sir.
Somebody's gonna win.
I mean, you get to go on back to Boston, big house and all that. What about us? What do we get?
Yeah, great actor.
Yep.
Yeah, he won his first Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in that movie.
800-510-8255. Chucker has movie news right after this on Good Day.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Chucker, movie news, please, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, Doug, Paramount had its first advanced screenings critic for its remake of True Grit last week, and the results of those will not go official till next week on the internet leak. Pretty positive. Good notices for Jeff Bridges, and especially Matt Damon, who many said should get a Best Supporting Actor nomination for the movie True Grit, the remake, directed by the Coen brothers, opens on December 22nd. One other bit of buzz on Disney's Tron Legacy. People who have seen the film say visually stunning, but a very, very weak script. The funny thing about this movie, Tron Legacy, which is a sequel to the 1982 movie Tron, is Disney has not ever released a DVD version of the original Tron and did not re-release one before this movie came out, which from a marketing point of view, for me, makes absolutely no sense. I wonder where the audience will come from for this very expensive motion picture. Do you have any interest in seeing Tron Legacy?
Nope.
I don't either.
I have no interest in seeing Tron before the Legacy.
And by the way, for fans of Fox's Fringe, after tomorrow night's episode, which I hear is very, very good, one of the series' best, it will start airing on Friday nights instead of Thursday, which is not a good sign for fans of that series.
Yeah, we put it on Friday.
I mean, I TiVo it anyway, but yeah, that's not a good sign. A
lot of people talking about Angelina Jolie in that movie she's directing in Serbia. Some people don't like what she's been doing. Shot the movie in both English and Serbian. I wonder what this is all about. Here's Stacy in Cadillac, Michigan. What's the name of the movie, Stacy?
Glory.
Matthew Broderick, Denzel Washington, and Morgan Freeman. You got it, sir. Thank you.